I was wearing one of the three-cornered patent leather hats of the Guardia Civil as a joke, and I'd put the hammer down on the pistol, holding it with my thumb to lower it as I pulled on the trigger as seemed natural, and the pistol was held in a rope I had around my waist, the long barrel stuck under the rope. And when I put it on, the joke seemed very good to me, although afterwards I wished I had taken the holster of the pistol instead of the hat. But one of the men in the line said to me, "Pilar, daughter, it seems to me bad taste for thee to wear that hat. Now we have finished with such things as the Guardia Civil." "Then," I said, "I will take it off," and I did. "Give it to me," he said, "it should be destroyed." And as we were at the far end of the line where the walk runs along the cliff by the river, he took the hat in his hand and sailed it off over the cliff with the motion a herdsman makes throwing a stone underhand at the bulls to herd them. The hat sailed far out into space, and we could see it smaller and smaller, the patent leather shining in the clear air, sailing down to the river. I looked back over the square and at all the windows and all the balconies there were people crowded, and there was the double line of men across the square to the doorway of the Ayuntamiento. And the crowd swarmed outside against the windows of that building, and there was the noise of many people talking. And then I heard a shout, and someone said, "Here comes the first one." And it was Don Benito Garcia, the mayor. And he came out bareheaded, walking slowly from the door and down the porch. And nothing happened. And he walked between the line of men with the flails, and nothing happened. He passed 2 men, 4 men, 8 men, 10 men, and nothing happened, and he was walking between that line of men. His head up, his fat face gray, his eyes looking ahead, and then flickering from side to side, and walking steadily. And nothing happened. From a balcony, someone cried out, "¿Qué pasa, cobardes? What is the matter, cowards?" And still Don Benito walked along between the men and nothing happened. Then I saw a man 3 men down from where I was standing, and his face was working, and he was biting his lips, and his hands were white on his flail. I saw him looking toward Don Benito, watching him come on, and still nothing happened. Then, just before Don Benito came abreast of this man, the man raised his flail high so that it struck the man beside him and smashed a blow at Don Benito that hit him on the side of the head. And Don Benito looked at him, and the man struck again and shouted, "That for you, cabrón!" And the blow hit Don Benito in the face, and he raised his hands to his face, and they beat him until he fell. And the man who had struck him first called to others to help him, and he pulled on the collar of Don Benito's shirt, and others took hold of his arms, and with his face in the dust of the plaza, they dragged him over the walk to the edge of the cliff, and threw him over and into the river. And the man who hit him first was kneeling by the edge of the cliff, looking over after him and saying, "The cabrón! The cabrón! Oh, the cabrón!" He was a tenant of Don Benito, and they had never gotten along together. There had been a dispute about a piece of land by the river that Don Benito had taken from this man and let to another, and this man had long hated him. This man did not join the line again, but sat by the cliff looking down where Don Benito had fallen. After Don Benito, no one would come out. There was no noise now in the plaza, as all were waiting to see who it was that would come out. Then a drunkard shouted in a great voice, "Que salga el toro! Let the bull out!" Then someone from the windows of the Ayuntamiento yelled, "They won't move. They are all praying." Another drunkard shouted, "Pull them out. Come on, pull them out. The time for praying is finished." But none came out. And then I saw a man coming out of the door. It was Don Federico Gonzalez, who owned the mill and feed store and was a fascist of the first order. He was tall and thin, and his hair was brushed over the top of his head from one side to the other to cover a baldness, and he wore a nightshirt that was tucked into his trousers. He was barefooted, as when he had been taken from his home, and he walked ahead of Pablo, holding his hands above his head, and Pablo walked behind him with the barrels of his shotgun pressed against the back of Don Federico Gonzalez, until Don Federico entered the double line. But when Pablo left him and returned to the door of the Ayuntamiento, Don Federico could not walk forward and stood there, his eyes turned up to heaven, and his hands reaching up as though they would grasp the sky. "He has no legs to walk," someone said. "What's the matter, Don Federico? Can't you walk?" someone shouted to him. But Don Federico stood there with his hands up, and only his lips were moving. "Get on," Pablo shouted to him from the steps. "Walk." Don Federico stood there and could not move. One of the drunkards poked him in the backside with a flail handle, and Don Federico gave a quick jump, as a balky horse might, but still stood in the same place, his hands up and his eyes up toward the sky. Then the peasant who stood beside me said, "This is shameful. I have nothing against him, but such a spectacle must terminate." So he walked down the line and pushed through to where Don Federico was standing, and said, "With your permission," and hit him a great blow alongside of the head with a club. Then Don Federico dropped his hands and put them over the top of his head, where the bald place was, and with his head bent and covered by his hands, the thin long hairs that covered the bald place escaping through his fingers, he ran fast through the double line with flails falling on his back and shoulders until he fell, and those at the end of the line picked him up and swung him over the cliff. Never did he open his mouth from the moment he came out, pushed by the shotgun of Pablo. His only difficulty was to move forward. It was as though he had no command of his legs.